Live from the podcast studio, this is From Long Distance to Marriage with Rich and Andrea. We're a once long distance couple who closed 5,000 miles of distance and are now happily married.
We talk long distance, marriage and relationships.
Hi all and welcome to episode, is it 27?
8.
28 of From Long Distance to Marriage, and I'm clearly very on top of things this week. This week we wanted to talk about something that we have had a lot of people ask us about, and it's something that I experienced a lot when we were apart, and that is kind of controlling your emotions and essentially keeping your shit together through how difficult long distance is, and that can be pretty challenging. We've talked about this before. You didn't really experience much of that, did you, in terms of like trying to keep yourself calm and collected or getting overly emotional about things, did you?
No.
Lucky. But I did. And I know a lot of people do. Basically, there's a lot of emotions that come with being apart. And I don't think it's just fair to say that it's for women, but in our instance, it was just me, not really you. Is that fair to say, I think?
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's really easy to get really worked up when you're apart with, you know, arguments always seem a lot worse and a lot more dramatic because of all the emotions going along with everything. But also when you don't hear from someone, you can really get yourself amped up and worried about things and really obsessing. And that's not really very good.
Well, I think it links into episode 26 about suspicions about cheating to a degree.
Because potentially.
You don't necessarily have to have those suspicions, but I think to a degree, long distance can expose your vulnerabilities.
And insecurities, yeah.
So it may not be that you've got suspicions that they're cheating, but it could be, as you said, I've not heard from them today, I've not heard them this weekend. Why not? Are they dead? Are they injured? Are they in hospital? Are they with someone else?
Are they mad at me?
Yeah, all that.
Are they over this? Are they done? Do they not want to do this anymore?
Yeah, have they met someone else? You know, so I think if you're... And I don't think that only applies to people who are anxious or paranoid, but I think obviously it's going to be heightened for people who tend to lean that way. But I think it's perfectly normal for the minds to wander and to think the worst. And so, I mean, the thing that springs to mind for me is, I think we touched on this in the previous episode, either the cheating episode, about sort of knowing your worth, knowing your value, and you know, not allowing yourself to be beholden to that relationship. The thing to think about is, if they have found someone else, if they are cheating on you, if those bad things are true, with the exception of things out of their control, like they've died or they're injured or whatever, if they're actually doing something actively, I kind of think the thought process to have is, well, then I'm glad this warning has presented itself before we got any further into this relationship, before we lived together, before we closed the distance. Like, they're not worth it. And I think it's not easy, but I think that's a positive way of reframing it.
You say that, but I mean, like, while I have some kind of insecurities in life and stuff like that, I've always been pretty secure in relationships and known my own worth and all that kind of stuff. And I've never been one to stay in a shitty relationship when, you know, maybe some people would, oh, maybe it'll get better, or I don't know if I'll find anyone else. Like, I'm always not happy. This has been like this for a little while. I'm done. Mm-hmm. But, you know, so, and since, yeah, I know my own worth and stuff, but I was still really struggled that, like, we weren't going to make it, or you were going to get bored, or
if it comes true that they are actively behaving in a way that they shouldn't be in a relationship, which wasn't the case for us. That's what I'm saying. If you're worried that they're playing away or they found someone else, whatever, then instead of one worrying about that, reframe it to be, do you know what, if they are, I'm better off without them, and it's not worth my time worrying about. That's not what your concerns were.
No, but I think that the sort of theme for this...
I'm not saying no one should worry. Like, I think that's a normal, natural part. But I'm saying specifically about if you're worried that they're behaving... You know, basically, if they're behaving in a way that you wouldn't tolerate if it wasn't long distance, then treat it the same way, walk away.
But that's not really the sort of theme for this. It's more the paranoia and obsession that comes from the long-distance relationship, right? And, like, people probably aren't even doing anything wrong.
Yeah, I get it.
And how to not...
what I'm saying is in the situation where if that is your source of worry, what? Instead of what, that they're playing away or they've met someone else.
What does playing away mean?
Like with someone else.
Okay.
Right? So if they're cheating, if you're worried that they're cheating, that they're seeing other people, they've met someone else, if that's your worry, then think, if that's what they're doing, then I'm better off. Reframe that worry. There are other worries, and we'll get on to them, but I think that's a common one. I've not heard from them all weekend, they met someone else, and then think, if they have, right, fine, fuck them.
Oh yeah, that's what everyone's going to do.
Like I said, it's not easy, but I think that's a positive way of trying to reframe it. Doesn't mean there's no grief involved.
Well, how does one do that, though?
It's going to be different per person, isn't it? But like I said, there will be grief involved, but just try and reframe that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to think, otherwise you let their behaviour dominate you.
I think the thing with it is that a long-distance relationship is pretty intense. And I think the reason for that is, from an early stage, you're saying, right, we're not in the same place, and I'm going to, you know, not see anyone else, even though I can't see you. You know, it's pretty intense from the get-go because, I mean, I guess some people are probably quite casual with it, but I think that's the only reality I really know, is that it's quite exclusive from the beginning, because that's kind of how we did it. So you do pin a lot on it, and because you are so, you're striving for something so specific, you know, closing the distance someday, or someday being together, or meeting if you haven't met yet, you can pin all of your hopes on that, and it can become an obsession. And what happens when you get obsessed, like, your reactions to things are really out of proportion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not healthy, and people need to find a way, or people need to find a way to cope with the difficulties, because I'll tell you right now, if you don't, you shouldn't be in a long-distance relationship.
Yeah, and I think the thing with it is, like we said again in that cheating episode about, think about your role in this. When it comes to this, if you don't hear from them for a weekend and you worry about it, fair enough. Then you hear from them again and it's, oh, something legitimate happened.
Yeah.
Then a couple months later, when you don't hear from them again and you worry again, then at some point it's, I'm overthinking this, yeah. I'm worrying about this, and I'm putting pressure on them. That's not, now, if they're saying, oh yeah, I went out of town, then you can respectfully say, do you know what, I'd appreciate if you let me know that, because I spent the whole weekend worrying.
Mm-hmm.
But if they haven't got this pattern of behaviour and you've got nothing to talk about, and then you don't hear from them unexpectedly, and then it turns out that something legit happened, give them the benefit of the doubt next time. Don't think every time I don't hear from you immediately, oh my God. Even if it says a message has been read. Like things like Facebook, for example, and I think WhatsApp can be read. Anything that can be read on multiple devices, it's entirely possible that the window's open on a computer, they're out on their phone, you see the messages read, but you don't know they've read it. You don't know someone else hasn't picked up. Like, we might be in the car and you see it on my phone. If your message is already open and I unlock the phone, that reads that message, but I'm not reading it. You see it later on. So technology allows us to jump to these conclusions. Well, it said that it was read. It said that you'd opened it. It's like, well, it doesn't mean they saw it. It means it was opened somewhere, somehow, by some person.
Yeah, I mean, I had a psychologist that I saw at one period of my life, and, you know, talking through my worries, they weren't to do with like us, but it was a different situation. And she's like, so what are you worried about? And I don't remember what it was, but it was, you know, I'm worried about this. Okay, well, what do you think's gonna happen? And my thought process or my concern was the worst case scenario. And she says, what you're doing is I can't say this word actually. It's catastrophe, but it has, like, ing on the end.
Catastrophizing?
Yeah. Is that how you say it?
I don't know. I've never heard of it before, but we'll go with that.
It feels wrong in my head. But yeah, basically, I went into catastrophe mode. We'll say that. And yeah, it's seeing, oh my God, I haven't heard from them, or oh my God, we were meant to talk at this time and we didn't. And I mean, that happened with us on a few occasions. And, like, when we were talking initially in the earlier days, we couldn't just pop a quick text or iMessage. If you weren't near a computer, we couldn't let each other know, hey, I can't make it. So there were times when we'd arrange a time to talk and he'd log on and I was worried. And I would try, like, if I knew, we knew some of your friends. And so we'd reach out and I'd be like, hey, and like, oh yeah, he and his friend got stuck in town. You know, like something.
Yeah, and I think there's a couple of points here. One of them is, as normal and as prolific as technology is, it still goes wrong. Like, if we rarely have power outages, but when they happen, we can't get online because we don't use a landline phone anyway.
Don't think it's even plugged in.
Wi-Fi doesn't work, and then we get no phone signal.
Yeah, because
so we can't even send a regular SMS. And then the second thing is, you know, just because you're in a relationship with this person, they still have and are entitled to their own lives. So
absolutely.
You haven't got to be a part of everything. And if they say, hey, I am going out of town this weekend, I am going with my friends for a week, if I'm even if it's just I'm out for the day, I'm out for the evening, you have to respect that and allow that. Not, I'm your girlfriend or boyfriend and you should want to be with me all the time. Like, that's not healthy. And everyone needs different relationships. You can't expect your girlfriend to be one of the boys and you can't expect your boyfriend to be one of the girls. You need multifaceted relationships with different people.
Yeah, and I think that's also something that's really important. Like, you need to have a good circle of friends and you cannot just go to them for support. I mean, you should absolutely be able to go to them for support, but it can't be a constant, or the only time they hear from you or whatever is, I'm really worried about this or that, you know, I don't heard from him. Like, I did that to a friend. And she said to me, look, I feel like all you ever do when we're together is check your messages or worry about when you're going to hear from him next.
Well, and as an extension to this, if you're with someone who does immediately, like, drop all their friends and they treat you as their one and only person in their whole life except for family, I think that's a red flag.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want someone... Like, that stunts personal growth. Like, they're going to put a lot of pressure on you. You are everything to them.
Yeah.
And that's not healthy for anyone. You know, like, the jealous nature of people can say, oh, I want them all the time. And that's a nice romantic ideal that sounds great. But the reality of that is you are everything to them. They need you for everything. You're the support for them. You have to be their male friends, their female friends.
It's a lot. And you were that for me in the beginning when I moved here.
Yeah, I mean, you'd moved.
But it's still, I'm just saying, it's pressure. It's hard.
But like, it is. But when we were long distance, we didn't say, you can't go with your friends. Or, I don't want to go with any of my friends. I only ever want to talk to you. Like, that's, it sounds great, but it's not healthy. And that's only going to lead to trouble down the road. So for me, that's a bit of a red flag. If they say to you, I'm out tonight, I'm seeing my friends, I'm catching up with school friends,
at a wedding,
I'm going
whatever.
To a movie with people, or yeah, like me and my buddies are going out of town for the weekend. Like, let them do that. That's good.
Yeah, and I think you need to find, like I said, you need to find a way. And it's I can't be very specific because it's going to be different for everyone else. But you need to find a way to not like come screeching to a halt when you don't hear from them. And I'm saying that from experience because. Like, I wasn't too bad, like, before Rich and I actually met, like, in the months leading up to when we were going to be meeting, like, that was all joy and excitement. And I can't remember, in one of our earlier episodes, I have no idea which one it was, but we talked about how, you know, once you've actually met, and then you're apart, it's just much harder. And that's when I really struggled, when I didn't hear from him. Like, I would really freak out, and there wasn't anything wrong. Maybe he had slept in, or maybe, you know, he was in a movie. Like, sometimes... Because we were in such a different time zone, and this is something else to bear in mind, like, he was asleep, or he had gone to a movie with his mom on a Saturday, and I wasn't up, you know, like...
Yeah, like, life gets in the way sometimes.
Yeah.
Even if you have plans, doesn't mean something doesn't go wrong, or something spontaneous happens, or maybe they got an urgent phone call that someone close to them is in trouble, and they had to just drop everything
and
go. Maybe their phone got cut off, maybe they lost power, maybe, you know, there's any number
maybe,
of things,
maybe,
but
maybe,
we always
yeah.
jump to the worst, and... I think the thing to remember is that person, well, both people, but, you know, people are privileged to be included in someone else's life, and that includes yours. Like, you need to have a fulfilling life that includes any number of things that are important to you, but one of those things is your relationship, but it's only one thing, and you're allowing that person to be a part of that. If they don't want to be a part of that, then fine, goodbye. You know, they can't be everything to you, just as we said that you can't be everything to them.
Yeah. And I think also, if you are someone who is really, really struggles when you don't hear from them and you really do jump to conclusions and you freak out, some people don't respond to that very well. Obviously, you should be able to talk to them about that. But you need to find a way to help yourself, too. I mean... When I was going through the stuff that was really hard when we were apart, and you knew that I was really freaking out about stuff, did that change your opinion of me in any way? Or did you have any, ooh, this girl's, like, she, you know, she's very emotional, I'm a bit concerned. Did you have any of that?
Not really. I mean, like I'm quite aware of that.
You knew it already.
But I've seen it in other people as well. It's not like, oh, you're particularly different. Like, I've, you know, I lived with women, I've got with my mum and sister and stuff. Like, I've seen the emotional side.
Yeah, but I was also an extreme.
You were, but we were in a fairly extreme situation.
Yeah. So, I mean, luckily you didn't, for me, then you weren't like, oh, God, this girl's crazy. But some people might think that. Like,
well, again,
that, fuck them. Yeah. But also, it can just scare people.
I mean, but let's just linger on that point. I mean, we don't mean fuck them. Like, some people, there's a learning curve. Some people need, haven't been exposed to it before, anxiety. Some people, like, you know, some people don't understand anxiety. Some people mm-hmm. don't understand someone's emotions. Like, and there could be a learning curve. It's not if they don't get it immediately, fuck them. It's if they don't get it and they've ridiculed it, they've got no time for it, they don't want to learn about it, they don't accept that as part of you, then fuck them.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Like, if it's just, I don't understand this about you, I'm worried, I don't, you know, this is too much for me, then they may want to learn, there's something they can get used to, they can start to comprehend. So, you know, tread carefully with that one.
Yeah, and try not to just, like, jump to those conclusions and get really angry at them, because here's what can happen, and what does happen a lot. You freak out, you're upset, you're hurt, you're scared, you're anxious, and then eventually you'll get angry. Like, I guess it's like, it's almost like the stages of grief. Like, there's the, and then you get to, how dare they not come back to me, or how dare he not call me, or she not call me for a day, or how dare. And then when you do hear from them, like, they're here, they are, you know, probably they've not done anything wrong, something came up, whatever, or maybe they forgot that you'd arranged to talk, you know, whatever, things happen. And then it's, hey, how are you? Where have you been? What's been going on? And you're angry and you're barking at them. And then that's going to cause a fight. Like,
and I think at that point, you're not viewing them as your partner. You're viewing them as like a possession. It's like, yeah. You let me down. You're not doing this what I wanted. You're not, you know, it's like, well, that's fine. That happens. You find someone else to do. Read a book.
Yeah. I mean, do you know what I would do sometimes? Like, when I was desperate to hear from you and I wasn't, and I was like,
send me nudes.
No. And I was getting like really, it was really getting me mentally in not a good place, I would like turn my phone off and like go for a walk.
Yeah, or so you're not always looking at the notifications.
I would just like put it away, or I'd go do something so that I couldn't look at it, or I would go upstairs and take a bath, or, you know, do something and be away from my phone for like an hour. And normally by the time I came back, I'd heard from you.
And that's a good point. Like, people want to see other people at their best, you know, so mm-hmm. they don't want to see you wallowing in this self-pity. I've been waiting for you, I need you, blah, blah, blah. They don't want to see that. They'd rather talk to, like you said, go and have a bath and relax, or go and do something productive with your time. And say, oh, I went on a really nice hike, I took some great pictures. Show them when you get back. What have you noticed? Say, oh, I've been on the couch crying because I've not heard from you.
I remember my mom used to say to me, when, like, I'd be going through this, I was living at home and I was very open, oh my God, I'm nervous, I haven't heard from him or this or that. And she'd be like, let him miss you. Like, go do right. something else. And, like, it's nice to be wanted.
There's wisdom in that absence makes the heart grow.
Yeah.
If you can see, like, oh, they can cope without me. Like, it makes to work hard. This person's a catch. Like,
yeah,
I,
they've got a life.
And they've got a life, and I can be a part of it. I need to work hard. That's much better than, I don't mean this from a ridicule point of view, but that is better than them knowing that you're always available. That, because then they start to think, I can never do anything wrong.
Or they take it for granted. They may not think that, granted, but they might be like, oh, whatever, she's always there, or he's always there,
yeah,
or whatever.
Like, oh, I'll have another beer, and then I'll go back, because she'll be waiting, he'll be waiting. Yeah.
Yeah, and my mom always had wisdom nuggets like that. Like, you know, make yourself as desirable as you can be. Not necessarily from a appearance perspective, but, you know, standing out. Like, yeah, I'm doing this with my friends, or I'm taking this class, you know. So that, you know, that then they value the time that they do get to talk to you, because you have things going on for yourself, or you're doing well at work, and you need to find a way to not crumble when long distance gets difficult. And that may not be they haven't heard from you, or you haven't heard from them. It might be you've had a fight, and fighting really sucks when you're long distance, because A, you can't have makeup sex, B, you can't have the face-to-face conversation and, you know, reading each other's body language. You can't cuddle. You can't then go out and do something nice together and enjoy the time. no, you just get the shit, the silence, and then finally someone will come back to you and be like, hey, I'm really sorry, you know, or whatever. So, you know, you need to find a way. If you're going to be arguing, you're going to go through rough patches. You might be arguing. Basically, you find so much more to argue about when you're apart because your emotions are heightened and you're unhappy because you're not together. And, you know, it could be anything. It could be, you know, you had to pull out of a visit because you didn't have enough money or you couldn't get time off work. Like, there's going to be times when it's really, really, really fucking difficult and it hurts. And like any relationships like that, but long distance has some unique aspects that make it, I think, harder than your average relationship. And I won't stress enough again, like, if you can't cope because you've had an argument or you haven't heard from each other lately or something, like, I don't know how to tell people to deal with that because it's going to happen and you need to find a way. And you have to be really strong to be in a long distance relationship.
You do, but strength is something that can be developed. Like,
mm-hmm. But that's what I'm saying. Thinking, you have to find a way to cope.
I think I'm too fragile. Like, if you want it, go for it. You don't go into the gym and bench press 500 pounds.
Oh, no, but I'm
pounds.
Saying that's why you have to find a way to cope.
Yes, like, yeah, long distance relationships require strength. You don't have to be the strongest person at the outset. I
think. No. But you have to find ways to cope with it so that you can.
Yeah. And, you know, like we always say, you need to communicate. So, like I said, if you don't hear from them for a day and it bothers you, tell them. Like, find out why, be polite. It's like, oh, where were you today? If it's, oh, I went here, I went there, and they could have told you, then say, look, I'd really appreciate you if you could let me know. Just, I'm not worrying that you're dead on the highway.
Yeah.
And then, frame it like that, not, I want to know where you are. Like, frame it like, I worry about you, I just want to know everything's okay, especially if you've made plans. Communicate that, let them know that that's important to you. Because then you can also gauge, are things that are important to you important to them? If you tell them this is important to me and they don't do it, and you remind them and they don't do it, then you get an indication that you aren't as important to them as you hoped.
Yeah, and also I think you need to find... You need to remember that, okay, they're probably fine, but for whatever reason, you know, you haven't heard from them, for example. You're sitting here thinking, oh my God, like, I'm so upset. Has something happened? Are they hurt? Are they angry? Are they done with me? Chances are, in their world, they have no idea anything's wrong.
Right.
They have no idea that you were on the other side of the world, on the other side of the country, and, you know, a couple hours away, losing your shit. They're like, oh, shit, my phone died. Okay, well, I better, you know, whatever. Or, oh, this friend called me. Like, they have no idea.
Well, this is the thing. We take it for granted as well that this communication's there. Now, not everyone talks through a computer medium. Like, if you predominantly talk through apps like Instagram and Snapchat and WhatsApp and whatever, like, and something happens to your phone, that's devastating to the communication, that relationship. Whereas us, it was mainly on the computer. So, okay, if my computer died, I could find another one and log in.
Yeah.
If your phone ends up in a canal, or you lose it, or it gets stolen, or it just stops working, that's different.
Yeah. So, I keep saying, you need to find a way to cope. You need to find a cope. That's really fucking helpful. And Andrea, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Probably what you're thinking. Firstly, I would reiterate and stress how important it is what Rich has said. Let them know. So maybe you have a regular day to talk each week and, you know, they don't turn up or something and so you're really concerned or whatever. Maybe you talk every single day. Say, you know, it really worries me and I'm concerned for your well-being and it just makes me anxious when, you know, I haven't heard from you and it's abnormal that I haven't heard from you. So, you know, if you're running late, could you just try and pop me a message and say, can't talk now, running late, I'll catch you up later, or whatever. Or, everything's fine, you know, whatever. Can you just give me a heads up? So make a protocol together and just explain to them, like, I'm not trying to be controlling. I worry, and, you know, and you're important to me, and I just make sure everything's okay. So can we have whatever the process you want it to be, set that up with them. That's the first tip. The second tip is I would make sure you have a friend who is honest with you. Women are particularly bad at this, and I don't mean to be sexist, but I am one, so I can kind of say whatever I want. But we are awful for, oh my God, you haven't heard from him. What a dickhead. Like, Why is he not talking to you? You need to have a friend who will call you on your bullshit. Like, oh my God, stop obsessing. You did this last week, or you did this the week before and everything was fine. Or who cares? Let's go have fun. Let's go out. You need to have a strong friend who will tell you what's what and be honest with you and call your bullshit when you're freaking out and be honest. Like, you need that. That is a loyal friend, and you want those in your life anyway. You know, you want people like that to have your back. But when you're in a relationship that's long distance, those people are even more valuable.
Especially if you want that relationship to last.
Yeah. And also, I don't mean them just saying, oh, it'll be fine, I'm sure you'll hear from him. They need to tell you, your behavior is being obsessive right now, or you're being controlling, or whatever it is you're doing in the situation. And that's not okay. Let's go do this. So, yeah, it's nice to have people comfort you, and you do kind of need to hear, no, I'm sure they're fine, there's nothing's happened. But you can't just sit and commiserate for an extended period of time over that. So those would be my two main pointers. Also, the separate yourself from your phone for a little while. Get away. Go out and be in nature, or take a bath. Go to the gym. But put your phone away. Turn it off. If you have an Apple Watch, take that off so you're not getting alerts, or turn the alerts off. Separate yourself from that phone for at least an hour, so that you're not checking to see if they've read your messages, checking to see if you've heard from them. So yeah, you need to just find a way to deal with that.
Really. And remember, like, you're important, and the relationship's just one part of what is hopefully a bountiful and varied life. And if it's not right for them to be in it anymore, then so be it.
Yeah.
And let them know that it's a privilege to be with you. And like you said before, work on yourself.
Yeah, but don't let your concerns about these things take the joy away. And that's the big deal of it. And that's really...
It's a nice short episode today.
The final point, yeah. I mean, you do you and be good. Review us, follow us, email us. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any tips, let us know. Thanks, guys. See you next week.